Advent, Christmas is now closer than ever before. We are just a few days left of the Advent season to make our final preparations. We are also at the beginning of a new liturgical year, this year of Jubilee of Mercy. The Gospel reading has a wonderful example of mercy, of Mary who is pregnant, greeting Elizabeth, who is also pregnant. Elizabeth, her kinswoman, is much older, and she has John the Baptist. And when Mary comes with Jesus in her womb, the child in the womb of Elizabeth leaps for joy. That word leap is a particular verb. It only occurs one other time in Old Testament scripture. It occurs when David, the king, is bringing back the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. And there, scripture describes David as leaping for joy because he has the Ark of the Covenant, which contains the Ten Commandments, that contains the Ten Words, the Word of God. Here Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant, who contains within herself the Word who became flesh. It's appropriate then that we have this reading on the final Sunday of Advent, because at Christmas we do celebrate the birth of the Word, the man who is also God, the Word incarnate. Mary's gift then is to bring Jesus to others. First to Elizabeth, who declares that why should the mother of my Lord come to me? This is a very important statement because Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit at this point, and she recognizes the divinity of Jesus, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. Mary herself will say that I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am the handmaid of the Lord. It's not Mary who saves us from sin. It will be her son, Jesus, who offered himself, as the second reading reminds us, that one, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all. So Mary is not the be-all and end-all of our faith. She is only a specially chosen vehicle, the first of all the apostles, of all the disciples, to bring the Word of God to others. So are we. We are called to imitate Mary, and in this Jubilee year, we are called to do so, perhaps with more fervor as possible, to really take up the challenge of mercy. This past week I sent out to every home this pamphlet that has a little bit of information on the Year of Mercy. Our Holy Father Pope Francis is asking us to really enter into mercy, first for ourselves, for our family members, for the wider community. And he's asking us to practice spiritual and corporal works of mercy. What that means is that we are to help others when we can, to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, heal the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead. Those are the corporal works of mercy. We all can't do all of those, but we can do some of them. Perhaps when you see the red kettle at various shopping malls, put in a few dollars. The Salvation Army helps feed the hungry. So do we here at St. Mary's with our food pantry. You could help out here or buy food for the food pantry. Clothe the naked. Maybe go through your wardrobe and see what you really don't need and give it to Goodwill, Vincent de Paul Society up at Holy Family. You can help bury the dead. I'm not asking you to dig graves, but we can help out with the funeral dinners. That's a wonderful way to help console people in their hour of sorrow. I would love to have a funeral choir here made up of retirees. That's another wonderful way to help bury the dead. So those are the corporal works of mercy. We are called to go out and visit those who are in prison, to visit those who are sick. Mary Ann Hughes told me of the wonderful turnout that we had here in the parish for the gifts for those in nursing homes. She's going to deliver them tomorrow afternoon. Spiritual works of mercy that we are to practice in this coming year: console the doubtful, instruct the ignorant, admonish sinners, comfort the afflicted, forgive offenses, bear patiently with those who do us ill, and pray for the living and the dead. The spiritual works of mercy are something that we are called to do as part and parcel of our discipleship in Jesus Christ. So our Holy Father is asking us in a special way this coming year of Jubilee to enter deeply into the mercy of Jesus Christ, who offered Himself once for all, who offered Himself for us sinners.